It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. It's the birthday of English engineer and car designer Sir Frederick Henry Royce, born near Peterborough in 1863. Together with his partner Charles Rolls and their associate Claude Johnson, he created the legendary Rolls-Royce motor car. His father died in 1872, and young Royce had to work selling newspapers and delivering telegrams, having had only 1 year of formal schooling. After knocking about in country towns for several years, in 1881 he moved to London and joined the Electric Light and Power Company. He moved to their Liverpool office in 1882, working on street and theater lighting. In 1884, with £20 in his pocket, he entered a partnership with Ernest Claremont, and they started a business making domestic electric fittings in a workshop in Manchester called the F.H. Royce Company. In 1894, they started making dynamos and electric cranes, and the company was registered as a limited liability concern. As the 1890s ended, Royce began considering the motor car as a potential new product for his company. With his fascination for all things mechanical, he became increasingly focused on motor cars. One of his early models went to company director Henry Edmonds, who was a friend of Charles Rolls, who had a car showroom in London. The two men hit it off and formed a partnership. The first Rolls-Royce automobile was unveiled at the Paris Salon in December 1904. Royce provided the technical expertise to complement Rolls' financial backing and business skill. By 1907, the company was winning awards for the engineering reliability of its vehicles. Its engines also powered British airplanes during World War I. In 1931, Rolls-Royce Limited bought out the famous firm of W.O. Bentley. A 2025 engine was put onto a chassis and a Bentley radiator fitted. An open four-seater body completed the picture. The power of the engine was boosted and the car was taken to Royce for his approval. He had concerns about the stiffness of the car's suspension, but he gave it his blessing anyway. The night before he died, he sat up in bed and drew a sketch on the back of an envelope which he gave to his nurse and housekeeper, telling her to see that the boys in the factory got it safely. He died before it reached the workshop. But what Royce had sketched on the envelope was an adjustable shock absorber. Thus, in 1933, the first Bentley made by Rolls-Royce Limited made its appearance, and another famous automotive name is carried on. Royce, who lived by the motto, "Whatever is rightly done, however humble, is noble," was awarded the Order of the British Empire by King George V in 1918 and was created a baronet of Seton in the county of Rutland in 1930 for his services to British aviation. He had no children, and the baronetcy became extinct upon his death. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 27th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.